This call is being recorded.
And now that your chakras are spinning more and more, faster and faster, and the colors of the chakras are more and more prominent, more brilliant, and while you're at it, make them as brilliant as you can. So as you are looking at the chakras now, as you are aware of them and visualizing them, see the colors being more and more brilliant, more than you've ever done before. Make them alive, for they are alive. Give them more and more definition, if you will. Bring your chakras to life. For indeed they are very your life. As you have heard many times now, your etheric and your astral body formed your physical body. Your physical body came after your astral and your etheric. And when the physical body is no longer, the astral and etheric continue on. That is the definition that you hear of when someone has passed on and they still have a body. They still think of themselves as the body, but it is not the physical body now. It is the astral and etheric body, as well as the causal and mental bodies. So now focus your attention at your third eye, in the middle of your forehead, and your high heart center, and energetically connect the two so that there is energy going from your high heart center up to your third eye, back down again to your high heart center, back up again to the sixth chakra in the middle of the forehead, and around and around and around until you formed a vortex of energy. And into that vortex of energy, feel your knowing self, your conscious knowing self, being pulled into that vortex. For that is what you are. You're the consciousness. You're not the body. You are the consciousness that continues on forever and ever and ever. There is no end, just as indeed there was never a beginning as well. Not a beginning as you would come to understand in terms of a three-dimensional consciousness. So when you think of pure energy, energy always was, is now, and always will be. No beginning, no end. That is what you are, pure energy. Energy in motion. An energy that has taken on a certain vibration. That certain vibration is what has created your physical body. And everything in your lives is revolving around vibration. Vibration and consciousness. So now, if you would, let yourself, as you were being pulled into that vortex, and you exit it out in your third eye center in the middle of your forehead. Those of you that did, if you did not, then do it now. Let yourself be right there in the middle of your forehead, looking out through it, looking out through that third eye as a window, a doorway, out into the astral realm. And since it is a doorway or a window, let yourself move through that, your conscious knowing self, move through it into the astral realm. Be aware of your physical body there. Know that when someone goes through a near-death experience and they have said that they found themselves floating above their physical body, looking down at it, this is what it is. This is it. Your conscious knowing self leaving the physical body. Now, if it is not in the death process, you are still connected by that which you call your silver cord. You still have that connection, just as you have that connection now. And when the physical body is ready to pass on, and you are ready to pass beyond the physical body, that silver cord is then severed. But for now, certainly it is not. You are connected to it. But have that sense of being separate from it now as well. Being able to, as you understand the term, astral travel. And let yourself now move away from your physical body. Feel the motion as you move up and away from your physical body. Rising up in the room wherever you are, then through the roof of the building. If you're outside, up into the clouds, into the sky. Feel yourself rising higher and higher. Be aware of the sunlight coming through the clouds. And if you are in a place of the world where it is now nighttime, be aware of that physicality now, that image that you have. As you move higher and higher until you pass the point of the Earth's atmosphere, now you become aware of the planets and the solar system. And know that with your consciousness, you can go anywhere. And you can be aware of all of the planets at one time, and the sun, and all of the millions of ships that are out here, all of our ships that surround the planet and are here to move at a moment's notice when the signal is given. In some respects, some signals have already been given, but that one, that final one, has not yet. That one that signifies that we have finally reached the culmination of everything that you have been working toward and everything that we have been working toward as well. For we are here in this with you, have been for a long, long time, and we will never leave you until this mission is over. So now, as you are aware of your physical body down there, also be aware of the Earth, Gaia herself, and the pristineness of the planet. See the beautiful blue planet as we see her, because we see her in the higher vibrations. We see her in the higher dimensional frequencies. Yes, we are aware of the lower vibrations that are happening on the planet, but also know that that is only within the third dimensional illusion. And we do not necessarily pay attention to the illusion. We're aware of it, but we do not in any way become involved in it. That is why we cannot come down and do this for you. You must do it within the illusion in terms of moving through the illusion, moving beyond it. But you must do that. And when you have succeeded in moving beyond the third dimensional illusion, then we can be there more with you. That is why we do not appear to you in the physical form, as we will not come down into those lower vibrations. But you can certainly move up into the higher vibrations and meet closer and closer with us. And when you are able to do that, then we will appear to you. We will appear to you as we are, not in physical form as you would think we would, but in the light form that we are in now, in the light form that you are going to be in as you move further and further through your ascension. So for now, as you are aware of all of our ships, feel the consciousness of the ships. Feel the consciousness of all of the people within the ships, all of the beings. Feel the connectedness of all, not only of the beings within the ships, but the ships themselves. Feel the connectedness. Feel the connectedness of the planets, the unity, the unification of all. As we are all one consciousness together, feel that consciousness now. And be aware of the Christ consciousness grid, the crystalline grid, as it has been called. This crystalline grid that surrounds the planet and connects all of the sacred points on the planet herself, on Gaia herself. Long time ago, these connections were fully of the light, and they allowed for mass communication and also the ability to move throughout the planet just simply by connecting with these points in the idea of what you would consider teleportation, where we could connect with one of these points and teleport to one another point, if you will, a pyramid to pyramid. This is what the pyramids were actually used for in many respects, to be able to interdimensionally travel and connect to one another. This was one of the uses of them. And it will be a use that is coming as well, as many things begin to open up and the light spreads more and more, and consciousness, the consciousness grid, this crystalline grid, becomes fully reactivated as it connects with all of the sacred points and the ley lines where those sacred points lie, all across the planet, connecting once again. And in that connecting, you will find that you will also connect to the various great crystals that are also embedded in many cases within the planet, but are beginning to rise, beginning to show themselves again for those that have eyes to see. Some have already found some of these great crystals, those great crystals that were used in the times of Lemuria and Atlantis. That is coming again. And when you have your advance, we are telling you this now for the first time, when you have your next advance, you will be working with these great crystals and the connection to those crystals which you have in your possession now, and how that connects and connects to your higher bodies within you. All of this is a part of the celebration that is planned for your next advance. So for now, be aware of the connectedness of all, the consciousness, the one consciousness now that connects you all the way to the central source of this universe, the great cosmic source. See through all of the planets and the solar systems of each of the galaxies, through each of the central suns. Just let your mind, your visualization, take you through all of the central suns until you finally arrive in your imagination, in your imaging in process, you arrive at the central source of the universe. And you are aware now of the great energy that is here, the great energy that is this cosmic source, the cosmic source that you were created from here in this universe. In a sense, you've returned to the source, although you have never fully left the source. The source has always been a part of you, always will be a part of you, a part of all of us. For we come from this great central source, and back to the great central source we return. Now be aware of the waves of consciousness that have been emanating from this great source, from this cosmic source, these waves of energy that have been coming through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through the central sun of this galaxy to the Earth, wave after wave, consciousness wave after wave, light wave after light wave, bringing love, bringing higher consciousness, higher vibrational frequency, raising the vibration of the Earth, of Gaia herself, back to the earlier vibration that she was, the higher dimensional frequency that she was. And as you know, she volunteered to allow herself to be brought down in vibration so the experiment here could happen. The game, if you will, could be played. But it is time to play it out now. So see those waves of consciousness that have been coming and see the ones that are still yet to come, that are coming to the Earth, striking the Earth, spreading out as tsunamis across the planet, continuing to bring higher consciousness and higher vibration all across the planet. And know that that is what we are seeing. We are seeing people awaken everywhere on the planet. Awakening from the dream, from the illusion, just as you have awakened from the dream and the illusion. No, you don't always feel like you have awakened. Sometimes you feel like you are still yet even in a nightmare. That is all part of the illusion, part of the game. But it is time to finish the game now. So see this, these waves coming in, and the final wave, the one that has been called the event, the solar flash, as it flashes from the sun of this solar system and strikes the Earth as a great beam of light that spreads out across the planet. See that happening now. And as it does, see it connecting with the Christ consciousness grid, the crystalline grid, and bringing light everywhere across the planet. See that happening now. See light spreading everywhere along this grid, spreading, engulfing the planet in light. And know that wherever light is, darkness cannot continue. Light will always illuminate the darkness. And light shall and is illuminating the dark places still here on this planet. Those tunnels of you that you've heard of, those great deep down underground tunnels, dumbs, deep underground military bases, enlightening them, lighting them up, spreading out, illuminating all the darkness that has been there, freeing those that have been within that darkness for so long. Some where they have only known the darkness. At another time, we will do an expression, an experience, where you, those of you, will be able to continue to help free those from the darkness. We will show the light to those that are clamoring for it, raising up, rising up to reach to the light, and you will be that light. That is for another time. Perhaps your next advance can be that time. We want you now to see people all across the planet coming together in one consciousness, in love, touching each other, experiencing each other, feeling the connectedness with each other, being the one consciousness with each other, and all that ensues from that. As love spreads across the planet, see what that would be like. Experience it, feel it, imagine it. What it would be like, what it will be like. As love is everywhere, no more fear. Fear completely having dissipated, not having any connection at all to the higher vibrations. For where there are higher vibrational frequencies, fear does not exist, cannot exist. And if fear cannot exist, the dark cannot exist. The dark forces cannot exist within the higher vibrations. And they know this. And that is why they have done so much to hold this off, to hold the vibrations lower, and to keep you ensconced within this illusion. No more. No more. Now let yourselves begin to drift back. Come back to your physical body. But as you do each time, bring that sense of oneness, that one connectedness, that one consciousness. Bring it back in with you. Bring it back in your astral and etheric body. Bring it back into your physical body. Feel it moving through your physical body, enlightening and enlivening and activating your spinal column, your nervous system. Feel it moving in, reconnecting all the old meridians that may have become disconnected. Feel them being reconnected now, and the light, the energy moving freely and fully through your body. Connecting all of the sacred spaces within your physical form. Just as the Christ consciousness grid, the crystalline grid, is connecting all the sacred spaces on Gaia. So within, so without. I'm now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. As always, it is a pleasure to be able to be the emissary, to be the one that comes from the Pleiadian civilization, the Pleiadian councils, to be able to be here with you. But know that as I am here with you now, you yourselves, many of you, have done the same experience with other planets, other civilizations, other galaxies even. You have been the emissaries, many of you. Even have been the Pleiadian emissaries to other worlds, just as I am to your world now. This is the connectedness of all of us, the consciousness, the one consciousness, that we all share together. For we have all been that, done that, and we'll do it again and again and again. Will you volunteer at a later time to enter another illusionary process, to play another game? Maybe. That will be your choice. Your discussion earlier was about freedom. Freedom is so important. Freedom is all there is in the higher vibrational frequencies. In the higher dimensions, there is nothing but freedom. There is no such thing as holding control over another being. None whatsoever. So all of you are destined to return once again to that freedom, to be free, free to make whatever choices you want to make. If you want to travel the galaxies, you will be able to do that. Like your Star Trek, you will be able to go where no one has gone before. Although that will be quite difficult because we have explored the entire universe. So it would be difficult to find a place where no one has gone before. But you yourselves, many of you, have been those places long, long ago. You have experienced much, much that you will become reacquainted with once again. But in order to do that, first, you have to find the freedom here on this planet. But more than find it, you have to make it. You have to create it. You have to be a part of creating that for yourselves. And once you have created that for yourselves, then you can go about creating it for others around you. And all of you are in that process right now, in this moment. You are in that process of finding the freedom within yourselves so that you can reach out to others and share that with them, share that light with them. That is what you are here to do and have been working on. Many of you have been working on this diligently, have been listening to your higher selves, reaching out to you and sharing, do this, do that, do something that will bring about change to the world. You are the change that you want to see in the world. Be that change now. And as you do that, as you become more and more involved in working with your fellow brothers and sisters, in whatever way that is, it can be in simply a way of reaching out and talking to one another. It can be a way of reaching out and talking over your internet. There are many ways to share the light. Many ways to share the expression of oneness and freedom. That is up to you how you want to do that. If you find yourself wanting to be in meditation and going deeply within yourself and finding that one connectedness, that one consciousness within yourself, then do it. If you find that your expression of your higher self is telling you to reach out to your brother and sister in some way, then do it. But do something. Have some sort of action. Do not just sit back any longer. It is not for you to do that. You are not the ones that came here to do that. You are not the ones to sit on your couch and to let the world revolve around you. You are the ones to bring the world to you and to bring the world out to others around you. You are the ones that are here to take this part of the game and make it your own. And in so doing, you will bring an end to this game. And once you have done that, then we will be able to experience with you. We will be able to show ourselves because, as I said earlier, you will have raised up into higher vibrational frequencies, more to be able to match with our frequency. We will not come down into your illusion. We have done that before. We have been in those situations before. We do not need to relive that again. So we are waiting for you to rise up. And rise up, all of you are doing now in one way or another. And we ask you to just continue to listen to that inner voice that we whisper within you that tells you this is the next step that you need to take. And then take it. Don't sit back. Take it. Take the steps, whatever they might be. If they are simply, as you have been talking in your discussions, if they are simply to take the masks off and say no more, if they are simply to clasp hands and hug each other once again and say no more distancing, for what does distancing and what does mask wearing bring you? Nothing. It brings only fear. It brings only a continuation of that fear. That fear that you cannot be near another person because you will catch what they have. How ridiculous is that when you really get down and think about it? When you really do use your common sense to understand what is real and what is part of the illusion. Do not be a part of the illusion anymore. Be aware of it as it affects your brothers and sisters, but do not be a part of it any longer. I am Kara, and I enjoy these times that I can be with you, and so long for those times when we as brothers and sisters of the stars can be together once again, all of us. Breathing the same air, feeling the same connectedness and the oneness with each and every one. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Mani Padme Hum Ma. Om Ma Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue on. Freedom. My goodness, that is such a wonderful word, but it is so much more. Free, being free. That is what this whole expression of consciousness is all about, to free yourselves from the illusion, to free yourselves from the matrix as the Neo did, and the Morpheus, and all of those within that movie. They freed themselves. They freed themselves to be who they were. Just as you are freeing yourselves now to be who you are. How many times have we said, be yourselves. Be yourselves. Be the sovereign being that you each are. Be free within yourselves to conduct your life as you want to. It is not your, it is your life. It is not the life of the Cabal. They have nothing to do with your life. They think they do, but they have nothing to do with it. It is your life. They have theirs, you have yours. And as you are finding more and more, the timelines that are shifting and changing are going to take your lives away from their lives. And you will not have to deal with them any longer, for much longer as we find it here. But that is all we are going to say on that now. We are ready for your questions, if you have them, for One Who Serves and Shoshana. Would there be questions to you?
I have a question.
Yes.
My name is Diana. What should we do to avoid masks if they're required for work in retail and they're causing health issues? Should we leave this work?
That, of course, is up to you, as you have freedom of choice here. If you find that your work situation is holding you back, is taking that freedom away from you, and you have an alternative situation that you can move to, and your higher self is guiding you in that respect, then we would suggest to find something else. Find something that you love to do that will not infringe on your ability to be free. Whether it is wearing masks or taking the vaccine or whatever it is, be true to yourselves, whatever that might be. Now, if you feel like you want to keep that job, whatever it is, and you are ready to give up your rights, then that, of course, is your choice as well. But we would not recommend in any way, shape, or form that you take the vaccine, those shots that are being given. Not that they will necessarily harm you, but there is no reason for it. No reason to inject a potential poison into your body. Okay, Shoshana.
We believe you have given a full answer here, but we wish to ask this one, Diana, a question. May we ask dear sister a question of you?
Yes.
Dear sister, do you love this job?
No. I would say like it, but don't love it.
We will say then, dear sister, that you will not be giving up much by losing it. And we believe that there are opportunities that abound around you, and you must look for those opportunities that support what you love. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Nope. Okay, this is my experience, but I think others might relate to it as well. I know I certainly try and be a good person and give to others in lots of different ways. But what happens if, for example, you see somebody who's asking for money and you just feel you don't want to give it to them? There's something about that person that you kind of feel almost repulsed by, or just the energy, like it doesn't feel good. So my question is, should you give money anyways because it's the right thing to do, or should you trust your gut instinct that maybe there's something off about this person? That's not my... No?
Very good. Then we will answer this in this way. You used two terms there twice. You used the term should both times. And there are no shoulds here. Whether you should or should not give money in any situation, there is no question of this. There are no shoulds. It is what you feel in the moment. And if you feel like that one would benefit from your giving them of money or food or whatever it might be, then do it. But if you feel a disconnect with that one, and you feel like there is something that is keeping you from wanting to do that, then follow that guidance, whatever it might be. Your intuition, your inner guidance, the whispers within you, whatever you want to call it, follow it. And then you will know when and if to ever do that. You don't know if it is best for that one or not in those situations. So follow your inner guidance, okay, Shoshana?
We will add here. Dear sister, may we add our perspective to this?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, one who serves has given the guidance that is required to do what is true to yourself. What we would add here is that on a deeper level, it is important to see what that person is showing you. What is that person showing you about yourself and what you need to learn to move forward in consciousness? It does not matter whether you give or take from this person. What matters is that you see what the perspective is and what the lesson is for you. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you. That's good.
Would there be other questions here?
I guess I have a question to ask.
Yes.
It seems like a larger percentage of the population is growing more asleep and being more compliant, or maybe that's just the mainstream media sharing that reality with people. there also seems to be a great awakening. I'm wondering if people are getting just exhausted and falling more asleep, or if the great awakening is growing in numbers.
We would say here that the great awakening is happening. It is in the process of happening and will continue to happen and will become greater and greater. But there is also a division. There's also a division that is happening here as well, where those that are succumbing to the programming and the fear mongering and all of these things are, they will just continue to be that way until something occurs that could wake them up, whether it is a kind word from a light worker or something that gives them pause to think for themselves rather than to allow others to think for them. That is what they have been doing. They have been allowing others to think for them in terms of the programming and propaganda and all of this. So it is time for more and more to begin to think for themselves, just as all of you are doing more and more now. So the awakening is happening, but there is certainly a division that it has occurred as well. But this was necessary to bring the light to the idea that there is even an awakening at all here, you see. Without all of this, then people would not even be aware that there is such a thing as a great awakening. Okay, Shodana?
We will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, dear sister.
Dear one, as we examine the situation and peruse the globe, we will tell you unequivocally that there are more awake than asleep. There is a program that is generated by the cabals to convince you otherwise. What must happen here is those that are awakening must now take the next step that requires courage to what you call buck the system. They are waking, but they are hesitant to cause any chaos in their lives because they have a program running that says do not do this. But they are also overcoming this as we speak. So rest easy, dear one, as the world is awakening. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
Hello, this is Lorelei, dear ones. I'll jump in then.
Yes.
The other day I had an experience in my journeying with my guides and went out far. I often go out very, very far, but we were out quite far and this other individual came into the scene. It was, I want to just say, it was like Catwoman. It was a Catwoman and she was very, very regal, very tall and regal. And I thought maybe she was another self of mine. At one point, after I left that meditation, she actually came into my body. I guess I allowed her to, and she kind of walked around as me. And I got the feeling like of a, there was a regality. There was definitely a lot of self-assuredness and confidence, maybe almost to the point of being haughty, if you will. But I was walking around with this because it was so different from what I'm used to walking around with. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And after a while, it kind of dissipated. But in retrospect, I wondered whether I should have let her come into my body, whether she was a positive being, whether maybe I should have protected myself a little because she had a weird energy that I would say. But on the other hand, I was out with my guides, so I didn't think that they would lead me in a wrong direction. I just was wondering if there's anything more I need to do to worry about my protection or we need to do or whatever about this kind of thing.
Do you wish that we share first, dear one who serves?
Yes, please do.
Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, this is an aspect of your personality that was suppressed long ago. you have a great confidence that you were born with. This confidence was suppressed. This confidence was pushed back. What we find is that this so-called Catwoman is an aspect of you to bring about a balance to your personality in this moment that will help you rise up and continue to move forward in great courage and in great resolve to accomplish what you have been given as a mission to accomplish. We will say that it is relevant for you to call upon this energy when you wish to rise up in assertiveness and in boldness, as these are things that you were taught not to have, you see. Does this make sense to you, dear sister?
Wow, yes, yes, it makes very much sense. Thank you, thank you.
Namaste.
Very good and very well said. Do we move on? Are there any other questions here?
Greetings, Moses here. I came across a channeling that spoke about a buildup of forces on the moon. And I wanted to run it by you and see if this is good intel or, and, you know, and they speak about this being, you know, quite a sizable gathering of forces. And also, if it's true, how can we help? Thank you.
So is your question, you are wondering if there are bases on the moon? Is this your question? If this is accurate?
No, this is regarding a recent channeling of Metatron that speaks about a building of dark forces on the moon for, you know, for a possible last attempt of the dark to execute some type of a mission or event.
Very good. We understand now you're speaking of dark forces building on the moon. So what we will say to you is they being the cabal, those of the dark forces, have been at this for quite some time, not only on the moon, but other planets as well. They have been secretly, as you, many of you are aware of the secret space program, have been doing this for many, many decades as we find it here, and have been building these bases and building these forces. But know that the forces of light are very much aware of all of this. This is why when you have heard that no one can come in or out of a certain area beyond the Earth where they can penetrate this, this is absolutely accurate. They cannot, because these forces of light are so much more powerful than the forces of darkness. It would be like throwing a pin against a brick wall and expecting the brick wall to fall down. And that cannot happen, for the forces of light would be that brick wall, you see? So it cannot ever happen. And even though they are attempting to and want to do this, they will be kept from doing this. So there is no reason to be a fear. The only thing that the one that gave this was saying is that there is that buildup of forces that they have been attempting to do this to hold on to what they believe is their power, their control. But they have not been in control or in power for quite some time now, as we find it. Okay, Shoshana, do you
share? May we share, dear brother?
Okay.
Dear brother, you requested that we answer, what could you do to help? we will say that your mission is here on planet Earth, and that you must continue your journey here to assist others as you have in the past, and to continue to shine your light as you have and you continue to do. We will also tell you that if you wish to help the great forces of light to continue on their mission and to overtake the darkness, you can do this. You can stand in the middle of a room or in the middle of the outside where you are, and you can turn in circles and imagine your light coming out in concentric circles around you and vibrating and vibrating and vibrating as you turn. And the light is getting more magnetic and stronger as you turn. And this will connect with the great forces of light and give some magnification there. All can do this. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are, unless there is one more question, we are going to move to your email questions. Very good.
Yes.
Then.
Yes. Yes, thank you. It's Linda. I'm going to go ahead with the email question.
Yes.
I have sort of paraphrased the both questions. The one person had asked, through teachings of masters and other messages, we have been asked to shed ourselves of materialism and material things, and also perhaps other things that bring us pleasure here on this planet. And yet we are asked also to be in joy. So if those material things bring us joy, is it still necessary to shed ourselves of that desire? Thank you.
Certainly the idea for being here is to be true to yourselves, as we have said many times, and find that joy in every moment, whatever that might be. And if it is something that is of the material persuasion, you are in a physical body, so you are here to experience those wonderful physical sensations that are here as well. So why would you keep yourself from that? If it brings you joy, if it brings you happiness. Now, the love of those material possessions is another story, you see. Just as the saying, the love of money is the root of all evil, money itself is not. The love of it, or the love of the material possessions, where you cannot take them with you. If you were to leave your physical body in the death process, and notice we say if you were to do that, then you would experience the, we are losing connection here, hold please. Shoshana, do you
we
have
will
something?
Share.
Yes, please.
We will share. This question is about attachment.
Yes.
That is all it is about, you see. So there are those that cannot own something without feeling an attachment to it, and that is what keeps us earthbound. That is what keeps us 3D bound, I should say. Third dimensional materialism bound, you see. If you are a person that can possess something and in the same moment give it to someone without feeling remorse, without feeling attachment, then you have not succumbed to the attachment of the third dimensional realm, you see. So it is important here to understand that if the advice is to shed your physical objects, that is not the point. The point is to shed your attachment to them. Namaste.
Yes, very good. It is all about attachments, as Shoshana is giving. And that is so important. And certainly you want to, again, find the joy in your life whenever you can, and whatever that might be. So the James has a saying here, the time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time. So think about that. If it brings joy to you, then where's the harm, as long as you are not harming anyone else in the process? Okay, then we are done with that question. There is one more.
Yes, thank you. The other question, they ask, is Trump still in charge? And is there a higher purpose to these vaccines and the wearing of the mask than might be obvious to most people? Thank you.
This is a very difficult question to answer in the timing frame that you are in now. For if we give the answer here, then we are what you call spilling the beans. So we cannot directly do that. We are not allowed to do that at this point. But we can tell you, as we have said many times, there are many, many things that are happening behind the scenes that your various intel information that is coming forward is giving you glimpses of here and there, and in some cases, quite a bit of intel and information here for you to understand what is happening. Is the Trump is still in charge? Maybe. We will say that at this point, but he has not gone anywhere. We can say that. Whether he is in charge or not, we are not able to say, but he has not gone anywhere and he will be back. That we can tell you. Okay? Shoshana, do you have something?
We will share on this. We will share that the perspective of each being is to see themselves in charge of themselves, to see themselves as a sovereign being, as a free being that has the right to choose and that has the right to be in charge of their own lives, you see. What is a mistake in all respects is to hand over the quote-unquote being in charge to another. We say that you can honor leadership, you can follow leadership, but you are in charge of your life. And the other part about these vaccines and these masks, this is the great awakening, you see. This is the great push to show people that they have been hypnotized and to awaken them. We do not know how long this is going to take, but we will tell you that it is happening now. People are waking up. Namaste.
Very good. Would you have any parting message here, dear Shoshana?
We do not.
Very good. And then we just simply say again, keep on being who you are. Keep being true to yourself. That is so important during this great awakening time. Do not succumb. Do not capitulate to anything that you feel is against your divine. Notice we use the term divine, your divine right to freedom here, to being yourself. Shanti.
We wish to add.
Peace be with you.
We wish to add. One more. May we add? Dear brothers and sisters, you are all part of this great puzzle. And it takes each one of you to complete the puzzle. However, it takes each one of you to be authentic to yourselves, to be part of the puzzle, to complete it. The more that an individual strays from being their authentic selves, the less chance the puzzle has of being completed. Namaste.